SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayon sa SBS Radio ang founder ng The House of Sophia, Melbourne, a fashion stylist, proud transgender, Ramphel Pacifico Huggins. Magandang araw sa'yo, Ramphel.
Magandang araw po.
Ngayon, pag-usapan natin, Ramphel, ang fashion for 2018. You earned your degree in fashion design at the University of Arts in London.
Yes.
My question is, how different is the fashion trend in London from Australia?
Well, the fashion trend is in Australia and London. It's kind of like conservative in a way here in Australia, but we're still very dependent on the fashion trends in London. We always look up to London as basically our sort of capital, the styling capital for Australia. So when I went to school, it was between Parsons in New York and London, which is the University of the Arts. So of course, we're Australians. We're still under the Queen. We're not yet a republic. So I chose London. And London fashion is high-end. So it's one of the biggest fashion capitals in the world.
In terms of wearing clothes,
they set the trend, but we were kind of like sticking to the conservative look of fashion. So Australians actually dress nicely, especially here in Melbourne. When you see people who dress very well, I will not be very biased, but let's admit, people from Melbourne really dress nicely. So fashion-wise, like trendsetters, we can also go back and look back on history, on how Melbourne was founded, and same time between Sydney and other state capitals. So it depends with the people who are living in the state. So fashion actually depends also on each state history and how they founded. But I would say in Melbourne in particular, people usually dress here very nicely, very flamboyantly, and always on the trend, but not as trendy as the one that we can see in London.
Let's talk about what's in and what's out this 2018. What are the fashion trends we will be seeing or expecting this 2018?
Yeah, the fashion trends, actually, these are trends. You don't really need to follow the fashion. We still have the classic fashion wherein they are timeless, like how the first lady or diplomat is dressed up. But the trends for this year, the comeback of the 80s, for example, the checkers. Yes, so they're back. And, you know, those neon colors, bright colors, luminescent colors, they're still in for 2018. But what else? Very flamboyant. Instead of the ordinary hoops, circles, they're actually like the edging, like rectangular, square, something kind of structures or shapes, like for the sunnies or the hats. And we also have the things that people really recognize the 80s fashion. So 80s fashion is actually a little bit of comeback, but it's setting the trend right now. So if you can see all this, like, so 1980s, especially we're the 80s baby. So we kind of like very familiar with the fashion that we have.
80s trend, does that include denims?
Yes, denims, actually, they're back. Not the ripped denims, okay? So they're like just ordinary denims that your mother is wearing or your father is wearing. So they're actually very back. And I think with my forecast, my own personal forecast, I'm going to include shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads?
Yes, shoulder pads for me. They're the broad shoulders. You know why you put something on a hanger? It's just to, you know, to have that shape. So the shape of the shoulder for this year through shoulder pads would really highlight the look for 2018.
And yeah. What colors are in for this year?
Still luminescent colors, neon colors, still in pastels. Yeah, but not so much. But in Europe this spring, they were more on pastel colors with prints, floral prints, and insect prints. So these are the things that you have to look forward for 2018 fashion.
What sort of fashion trends will stay timeless?
Well, of course, the first lady look, the classic look, those classic cuts of hemlines. These are the things that you have always to look forward to. Tone colors and use. So these are like, when you just look at the first lady, that's your classic look. it will go timeless. It will go for another 50 years, 60 years.
It's like pencil and blazer. Parang ganun.
Yes, of course. If you want to have a copy, it has to be below the knee, at least an inch below the knee, and not so much body contour. So, just plain colors. That's all.
Can you give us tips, Ramphel, in terms of wearing?
Well, actually, it depends. This is a free country, and people should be wearing whatever they want to wear, regardless of any religious affiliation or what. As long as you feel comfortable and you feel beautiful, that's the most important thing. And it's not lawed. I mean, it has to be something that you feel nice and beautiful. Like, if you remember the story of the king's new clothes were in, it was made to believe that he was wearing something very expensive and beautiful, but actually he was naked. So it's all about in the mind. If you feel beautiful and if you feel comfortable, that's fashion for you, then you're free to wear that. That's the most important thing, your own feelings. It's not what people will say about and what others will dictate you. So it's about feeling of being good, feeling beautiful, and something presentable wherein it feels very decent. For me, that's fashion.
So there's no set of rules. You know, you can read from magazines that when you're short, you should wear this color. Yes. When you're fat, you should wear this kind of print.
For me, trends, actually, that's the dictation of the trend. So I'm a kind of a different fashion stylist. And I try to look on the kind of personality of the person. I don't want to change people. I want them to be themselves. So being fashion stylist, my own fashion styling is a different kind of fashion styling, I think, because I don't really depend on what people say this, but I prefer, these are the trends, we can follow the trends, but we can be fashion stylist according to what we like and we feel comfortable. For me, it's more on the emotions and the feelings of a person, the way I style it. So just, these are the things that is in my style, my own thinking when it comes to fashion styling. But as much as possible, people know if it looks good on them. Yeah, it looks good on them.
Basics that we need, something that we could wear on a daily basis.
Oh, the jeans is classic. So you just wear jeans and a shirt and a top. And a never go wrong with a leather jacket. And since it's summer, you can just use a blazer, a singlet, and a light cotton blazer. Any color would do. With the jeans, with the denim, it can actually match with anything.
House of Sophia Melbourne, Ramphel Huggins. Thank you.
Thank you.